From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump has again condemned the suspected poison gas in attack, calling it heinous.
We are studying that situation extremely closely. We are meeting with our military and everybody else, and we'll be making some major decisions over the next 24 to 48 hours.
At the White House Monday, the president promised to find out who is responsible for the attack that reportedly killed at least 40 people. He said he would make, quote, major decisions about how the U.S. would respond. He told reporters before a meeting with his cabinet, if it's Russia, if it's Syria, if it's Iran, if it's all of them together, we'll figure it out. The U.N. Security Council is meeting Monday about the attack. Media reports say North Korea is willing to discuss the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula if North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un and President Trump meet. Analyst Harry Kazianis of the Center for the National Interest says North Korea may set a price for the meeting.
They're going to want something, whether it's demand to have the summit in Pyongyang, which would be a huge diplomatic win for Kim Jong-un, or straight-up cash bribe, the ending of the maximum pressure campaign. The North Koreans always have some sort of strategy to get some sort of concession for talks.
Late Sunday, China announced it is banning more than 30 items from being sent to North Korea that could have so-called dual use, including for the North's nuclear and missile programs. South Korean prosecutors have indicted former President Lee Myung-bak on charges that include bribery and embezzlement. He's accused of accepting $10 million in bribes from South Korea's spy agency and from the large electronics company Samsung. Prosecutors also say he embezzled $33 million from a company he owned. This is VOA News. President Trump said the U.S. economy will be much stronger after his administration renegotiates trade agreements with China.
When we do a deal with China, which probably we will, if we don't, they'll have to pay pretty high taxes to do business with our country. That's a possibility. But if we do a deal with China, if during the course of a negotiation they want to hit the farmers because they think that hits me, I wouldn't say that's nice, but I tell you, our farmers are great patriots. These are great patriots. They understand that they're doing this for the country, and we'll make it up to them. And in the end, they're going to be much stronger than they are right now.
Global markets have been affected in the past week as tensions escalate between the world's two largest economies. The U.S. and China have threatened each other with billions of dollars worth of tariffs in recent days. Cambodia's National Election Committee warned Monday that anyone urging voters to boycott the upcoming general election or otherwise interfere in the polls could face criminal charges and be fined. The warning was a response to a call for a boycott by the head of the country's now-dissolved opposition party. Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari confirmed on Monday he will seek another term in elections next year, ending months of speculations about his future after bouts of ill health. The announcement by Buhari was widely expected, but stocks on the Nigerian market fell 1% Monday to a three-month low. Hungary's ruling Fidesz party says it will seek to limit the ability of civic groups to help migrants. The announcement was made a day after Prime Minister Viktor Orban won an overwhelming election victory on an anti-migration platform. He had warned that Muslim migration, quote, is like a rust that slowly but surely would consume Hungary. Party officials say Parliament will now consider new laws targeting advocates for migrants and refugees as early as May when it reconvenes. The draft laws would force civic groups who help migrants to get approval from the interior ministers to operate. Social media giant Facebook is starting to notify 87 million of its users that their personal data was harvested without their knowledge by Cambridge Analytica, the British voter profiling company that Donald Trump's campaign hired to target likely supporters in 2016. Facebook believes most of the affected users are in the United States. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.